And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 14th of June, 2015. It's Flag Day today. It was on this day, 1777, the Second Continental Congress approved the Stars and Stripes as the flag of our country, a star for each state, 13 red and white stripes to commemorate the original 13 colonies. 1951, on this date, the U.S. Census Bureau unveiled the first commercially produced electronic digital computer called UNIVAC, which stands for Universal Automatic Computer. It weighed 16,000 pounds, took up 350 square feet, about the size of a one-car garage. It was designed for the rapid and relatively simple arithmetic calculation of numbers needed by businesses, not complicated calculations. And the general public did not pay too much attention until 1952, when the UNIVAC computer correctly picked Eisenhower as a winner in the presidential election and predicted his electoral count within 1%. It's the birthday of John Bartlett, born Plymouth, Massachusetts, 1820, who gave us Bartlett's familiar quotations, now in its 18th edition. It's the birthday of Harriet Beecher Stowe, born Litchfield, Connecticut, 1811. Her father, Lyman Beecher, prominent Congregational minister, family moved to Cincinnati, where she married Calvin Stowe, a clergyman, who encouraged her to write. And although Ohio was a free state, Kentucky was nearby, and Harriet Beecher Stowe was very aware of conditions in slave-owning Kentucky. And she began writing a long tale of slavery, which turned out to be Uncle Tom's Cabin. Came out in 1852, caused a national sensation. Years ago, the novelist Jane Smiley wrote that Uncle Tom's Cabin was a greater book than Huckleberry Finn, because Huckleberry Finn made racism into a personal matter between two individuals. Smiley said, "Personal relationships do not mitigate the evils of slavery." She said, "I would rather my children read Uncle Tom's Cabin, which is clearly and unmistakably a tragedy. No whitewash, no secrets, but evil, suffering, endurance and redemption, just like life." Here's a poem for today by Michael Ryan, "When I Was Conceived." It was 1945, and it was May. White crocus bloomed in St. Louis. The Germans gave in, but the war shoved on, and my father came home from work that evening, tired, and washed his hands, not picturing the black-goggled men with code names fashioning an atomic bomb. Maybe he loved his wife that evening. Maybe after eating, she smoothed his jawline with her palm as he stretched out on the couch with his head in her lap, while Bob Hope spoofed Hirohito on the radio, and they both laughed. My father sold used cars at the time and didn't like it. So, if he complained, maybe she held him an extra moment in her arms, the heat in the air pressing between them. So they turned upstairs early that evening, arm in arm, without saying anything. "When I Was Conceived," a poem by Michael Ryan from New and Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years, providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.